A popular novel became a popular movie, and now it's a play off-Broadway, just as kinky and intense as before. Maybe even more so, says our theater critic Michael Bourne.
Anthony Burgess was prolific as an author of novels and nonfiction, as a playwright, as a translator, a professor of linguistics, and a composer. Burgess recreated his own translation of Cyrano into a Broadway musical complete with his own songs. Burgess lamented that his music was not better known than his novels, and he was surprised that his best-known work was the novel A Clockwork Orange, published in 1962, adapted and directed on screen by Stanley Kubrick in 1971, and now the play Burgess adapted himself is playing off-Broadway. John O'Davies, from the UK production, stars as Alex DeLarge, leader of a teenage gang of punks. They meander streets of a dystopian future and delight in rape and violence. Only a few minutes into the play, they rape someone with a broken bottle. They blather incessantly in a virtual dialect Burgess created from Cockney ramming slang and Russian. I did not understand what they all were mostly shouting until my ears adjusted to the snarling accents. Alexander Spencer Jones directed the play and really choreographed the play. Though it doesn't have songs and dances, the actors all move as if dancers or martial artists. Beethoven is the favorite composer of Alex, and while some music of Ludwig van, as Alex calls Beethoven, echoes, the backbeat and electronic thunder of the miscellaneous music in the show makes the show feel like a rock musical. Burgess considered A Clockwork Orange a jeu d'esprit, a quickly contrived jest. Not that what happens is funny, not the rapes, not the murders. When he's jailed for murder, Alex is experimented upon, tortured, while being forced to watch movies of atrocities, so that once he's rewired, when he feels violent, he vomits. In the final chapter of the novel, Burgess wrote that Alex does turn away from violence and settles down, but the American publishers cut the upbeat ending, believing that a much darker ending would sell more to American readers. This new production brings back a relatively happy ending for Alex and a loving boy. A Clockwork Orange, if meant as a jest, satirizes religion and politics, sex and psychiatry, but the play, now at one of the New World stages, is not so much thoughtful as it is memorable. One of the most physical performances I've ever seen in all of the dance-like movements and in all the blatant beefcake on display. In A Clockwork Orange, I'm Michael Bourne.